David, your thoughts on today's 1-1 draw here at what is now a very rainy Windsor Park?
We didn't start the game in the manner that we should have done, Andy. And again, people have their own suggestions of why. It's an easy one to blame formations, and we play a back four or back three or whatever else. But, you know, we changed it. We made the changes. We made the personnel changes at half-time. We wanted a spark. I think we got a spark in the second half. Formations don't win games, Andy. Formations don't pick up. Formations don't score goals. The disappointing thing for us when we did play, and we wanted... In the formation we picked today, we wanted to make it difficult for them, but we didn't. We made it difficult for ourselves, and again, we rectified it, and deservedly, in my eyes, we got something out of that game.
Mark Hawkey coming on is like a new signing. I mean, that's the impact it is in when you have a quality player like that. First appearance in, what, 18 months or so?
Yeah, Hawkey's a big player, and again, sometimes when you... Sometimes it's a bit risky. Any substitution, anybody coming back from a long-term injury, when's the right time to throw somebody in? But again, today, somebody like Mark Hawkey coming in, you know what you're going to get out of him. He's not going to be the flamboyant attacking fullback or wingback that everybody sort of wants to see. But one thing he does give you is a good shift. He organises well. He's a threat from set plays four. He defends well. And I think he was a big plus today coming on, that's for sure.
Joel Cooper's shot was fit to win any point. Some swerve on that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good strike. And again, Joel's capable. He should score more goals. Disappointing, obviously, with the penalty miss, because again, probably the one positive that we could take is that we didn't let our heads drop after that. We gave it a right go, and as I say, deservedly got something out of the game. But wish it happened, 3 points. It's important when you play your rivals, your title rivals, that you don't lose any ground to them. So to come away with our first draw, that's our first drop points at home since we lost to Coleraine here in September. So the players are still in a good place, and we're disappointing overall in terms of, apart from the second half, that we didn't go and play better and win the game. But hopefully there's enough positives in there that we can take into Boxing Day.
Halfway through the league season after today, and you know, going into Christmas, top of the league, halfway through. You know, things are looking good with, you know, games in hand and all the rest of it. But what an almighty week we have here with, you know, three games against, you know, three of the top five in the week.
Yeah, it's still a long way to go. Big games, and again, none bigger than the Oval on Boxing Day away. So it's a challenge that we need to be ready for. It's a challenge that we need to be making sure, because Glentoran are in good form at the minute. And again, I've been speaking to the press down there, and they're asking about, is it going to be a different game now with a resurgent Glentoran? I don't think so, because we've always got it difficult when we play Glentoran, whether they've been in the top six, bottom six, struggling at the bottom. So I expect no different on Boxing Day this year.
And I mean, it was a strong bench again today, and that's what you're going to need with, you know, Coleraine and Glentoran within 48 hours at the end of this week.
Yeah, two big games. The Thursday, Saturday throws up his own sort of dilemmas at times with selection headaches, etc. But hopefully now, I know we had two or three knocks leading the game today, that they come out of the game okay today, and they're fit and ready to go for an almighty game on Boxing Day.
It's a massive week for supporters buying tickets for today, Glentoran, Coleraine, and there's also the next one, which is the Stephen Sons Cup final, which is a massive game for this club. If, you know, this club's all about silverware, and there's a chance to win major silverware Christmas morning.
It's a chance for David Dorian and his staff, and more importantly, the younger players. Again, they've done extremely well this year to get the opportunity to play in the Stephen Sons Cup final. And I grew up as a kid, as Killaloe and all the amateur status that come with the experiences of playing in a Christmas morning final. So for our lads, young boys, and there will be young players, you know, the Dale Taylors, Charlie Allens, maybe young Daniel Reynolds, Trey Hume, Jake Corbett, Alex Moore, all lads in and around 2021, they have the opportunity to go and perform under a big crowd. And hopefully this time they underperformed a couple of years ago when they played Newington. So it's an opportunity, maybe a wee bit of redemption, hopefully, for Davey and his players this year, that they can go and get the job done on Boxing Day. But I certainly wish them well.
And it's a time for Christmas, the family, and I know you were at the Children's Hospital the other day. And I'm sure you'll want to thank all those people who give money to Tiny Life, your own personal charity here today, you know?
Yeah, again, Tiny Life's an incredible charity. Some number of years ago, and maybe going back 15 years, I was asked that I want to be patron of a charity. I you try and do as much as you can. I know we do as a club. Personally, I had a little bit of time in my hands, so I went and done a little bit for time. So it was great to see, and I'm sure, and speaking to the volunteers who were there at the end, the supporters, both sets of supporters gave generously. So again, family time, you mentioned at the start, it's important that everybody does enjoy their Christmas, and say we look forward. Boxing Day, I'll certainly not enjoy too much on Christmas Day, thinking about the what-ifs and the what-nots and everything else, and all the different scenarios that could go through your head on for Boxing Day. But hopefully come 5 o'clock then, I'll certainly have a good Christmas, that's for sure.
Well done for taking the players to the hospital the other day and the tiny life thing.
Yeah. And, so again, on that, Andy, you said about, you know, again, you know, we have a group of players in there who give generously, and the time, and I understand that they have families and everything else. But the other day to see, and not all the kids, and not all the kids were into football, not all the kids were into supporting infield, etc., and everything else. But when they seen us coming in, it's important that sometimes they don't get to see other people apart from their families, their loved ones, their close ones, their relatives, etc. So to see other people, and again, I want to thank the club for arranging that. I thought it was huge for, the club to want to do something, give a little bit back, and more importantly, the players and the rest of the staff who went with me on during the week to make some young boys' day. Maybe not that everybody knew who we were and everything, but just to see a different face and come in and show that other people actually care about.
Now, that's Christmas, going to the hospital, money for Tiny Life today, and Christmas Day winning and Boxing Day winning would be the perfect way to wrap up what will be hopefully a good Christmas. So on behalf of everyone, happy Christmas to you and all the players there.
Yeah, on behalf of myself and the staff and the players and everybody else, I'd like to thank the supporters for their huge support throughout the year, and I look forward to certainly on Boxing Day, the Coleraine game, and games going forward, that we have the same support.
Thanks, David.
All right.